Hi there, you're listening to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. If you enjoy listening to our episodes or like our content over on Instagram, would you consider leaving a review or subscribing? It really helps. Welcome here.
All right, today we are going to be talking about all of the different types of sex that there are. Well, not all of them, because we'll probably miss one, maybe. But
what?
We have lots of different types of sex that we're going to be talking about today. I always say that because someone inevitably is like, you didn't talk about this type of sex. I'm like, okay, sorry. It's like when someone puts out a list of like, what is allowed before marriage? When we're dating, right? Mm. And you make a list, and it's like, oh, so he didn't say this, so this must be okay. Like, there's always someone that's going to find the loophole. Or anyways. Today's review is 5 stars, and it says, a bright light in today's world. This podcast has changed my heart and marriage tremendously for the better. Such a blessing. And that is from Shay Shay Pink. Thank you for that. We are happy to be a blessing in your marriage. Today's verse is, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Ephesians 4, verses 2-3.
Peace. Here we go.
All right. This is going to be just like a casual conversation about the different types of sex. So we have a list here of maybe 10 or so, and we're just going to chat. So first...
I feel like we need a randomizer. You know,
we're just
going... Which one is...
Yeah.
Okay. Next. I'm just going to go in the order that we have them here because that's easiest.
Yep.
So slow sex or making love is the first one we have on the list. So I guess first we should define it. Do one of you have a good definition for this?
Have sex slow.
Oh.
Okay, slow sex.
I mean, it's definitely like taking your time, being mindful of every one of your senses as you're experiencing each other.
Yeah, like in contrast, this isn't just like another type of sex, like a quickie, right? We are thinking like that. This is like an intentional, like in my mind, if I was to imagine, it would be like, you know, there's candles on, or, you know, is it there's music, or are the lights down? You know, you're thinking more like romantic. Mm-hmm. Slow.
That's what came to my mind too. Was like romantic, romantic sex, and like no rush, no expectations, right? Lots of foreplay, not rushing right to penetration or orgasm, but just like really taking your time and building arousal and intimacy.
Just like a tender, slow.
So how does one initiate that kind of sex?
Set the scene, right? Like the atmosphere, I think, is really important here. Like Alana said, if it's, you know, candles and dim lighting and roses on the bed and whatever, this is going to look different for everyone, but
whatever
it is for you guys. And if you've never had this type of sex, then try like the classic dim lighting, candles and roses and just... And see, and if you hate it, then change it up for the next time. But a lot of this is just going to be trial and error, especially if you've never done it before.
To me, in my mind, it's like this would be different than like a midday sex. You know, if you're like happen to be home, it's like that's not the same vibe.
It's not the same
atmosphere.
Yeah.
So to speak. So.
Yeah. Okay, first time sex.
I feel like no one asks for this. This is just a type that happens because it's your first time.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got lots of episodes on like the wedding night and premarital. Mm-hmm. So we can link those in the show notes. But this is a very, is fragile a fair way to put it? Like a very, very fragile type of sex because... especially if both of you are virgins, or even if just one of you is virgins, that can be really virgin. That can be really intimidating as well.
Yeah.
But very fragile because there is a lot of unknown and there can be a lot of, I guess, insecurity of like, oh, what is he going to think? Or what is she going to think if I blank, right? And just being hesitant, I guess.
Yeah. Bit of anxiety towards it.
So, yeah, this is something that needs to be prepped for. Obviously not having sex for your first time sex, you don't prep that way, but prep like, prep by learning and seeking out wisdom and advice, mm-hmm. and you know, resources like ours or mm-hmm. other podcasts or mentors or mm-hmm. you know, blog posts, whatever. So
use lots of lube, like things like that, where
all
you're like
the tips.
Yeah.
I think also we've mentioned it, I'm sure, in the premarital ones or wedding night ones. Just like, don't have sex for the first time if you're not aroused.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The expectation to do it on your wedding night,
right,
is so high, like so high. And it's probably one of the worst days to have it because you will be so extremely tired. Yeah. It was a, like, super emotional day, and mm-hmm. then to have to end it with like a very vulnerable first encounter with each other.
Yeah.
I feel like should almost be more precious and more like, no, let's just take our times and let's just see each other's bodies, you know, and then slowly lead in. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. And our bodies remember the first time we have it, mm-hmm. and if it was good or not.
Yeah.
And it, that already creates that brain chemistry that says, yeah, we want this again or no. Right. And so definitely the first time should be in a safe space, mentally, emotionally,
mm-hmm.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
So taking it slow and not rushed with the expectation that it's happening tonight.
Right.
You know,
and you might not realize how many bobby pins you have to take out of her hair first.
Mm-hmm. Or buttons have to be undone.
Yep.
But one thing for the first time that a lot of people seem to love, and I would agree, is like a shower together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's probably like the least intimidating
thing,
especially because just from a mental point of view, that is like a place that nakedness already is. So it's not super vulnerable to mm-hmm. be naked, you know, on a bed with someone else looking at you, but it's a little bit more normal to be naked in the shower.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Flipping to the next side of the spectrum here.
We have a rough or passionate sex.
It's like the Hollywood sex.
Yeah.
Right?
Like
out
the
of
stumbling
nowhere.
In the doorway from your apartment and like, mm-hmm. you know.
Tops are already off.
Yeah.
I think that the like caution here is the word rough has like a really negative connotation, right? Like a lot of people might, their mind might go to like BDSM and whips and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And
like an icky sort of.
Yeah. But I like the other word passionate better, where it's like,
I must have you now.
Yeah. Like almost this like loving aggression
mm-hmm.
towards the other person, like where urgency. You're just like, I need you mm-hmm. now.
Yeah.
And just like lots of desire.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you initiate that? I feel like this one is a hard one to initiate because you both like,
I think this one needs foreplay before you actually together.
Yeah.
So this is a good
tons
one.
Of lead up.
This is a good one for like texting throughout the day and like really working on the arousal when you're not together.
Yeah.
And then when you guys are together and you have the opportunity, just two of you, then it's like, gloves off. Yep. Let's get mm-hmm. going here.
Yeah. I think also something that can help with that too is the like putting some rules that you can't touch each other or something throughout the day that even leads to more anticipation because you've, you know, like if your spouse is sick and you haven't kissed for him forever and then all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, we're better. Okay. We can kiss again.
Yeah.
And even just that like little spark, like, oh yeah, I forgot how much kissing, you know, like something like that where you have time mm-hmm. intentionally where you don't touch.
It's like non-sexual edging.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess.
I like it. Yeah. Hotel vacation sex.
This is like, it's not necessarily a type of sex because you can have like any of these, but I think the biggest difference here is like freedom
mm-hmm.
or like no worries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have kids, right?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I feel like there can be reservations when it's like, oh, I don't want to be too loud or I don't want to do this thing. And then you're in a hotel and it's like those reservations are gone. And you
if
have
the kids
this,
are gone.
If the kids are gone. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's intended.
And you have this new freedom
mm-hmm.
to be
Yeah.
I don't know, uber sexual.
You have a lot less things on your brain. There's no dishes that need to get done. Yes. There's no cleanup that needs to get done. There's
laptop. Mental freedom. Yeah.
And so it just allows you to actually be intentional with your spouse. And I would say if you are planning a vacation, like intentionally bring things along, mm-hmm. buy some new lingerie, get some bath bombs that you get to do together, or massage oil, or like with the anticipation, building in your mind that, mm-hmm. This is what we're doing.
Because if you're on vacation, you can do whatever you want. It's not like it has to be this. Okay. Now
at the end of the day.
Yeah. Like unless you're on a vacation with your kids, but, mm-hmm. if you're not, then it's just completely more relaxed environment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you want to do it now? Sure. Like,
yeah,
whatever you want.
The best kind of sex now. Scheduled sex. So if you've never heard us talk about this, go back and listen to our scheduled versus spontaneous sex episode. I forget the number, but I'll link it in the show notes. Scheduled sex is where you plan sex ahead of time intentionally. So you put a day on the calendar and say, this day we are going to prioritize sex. Mm-hmm. And it is not 8:21 p.m. missionary position. That is not scheduled sex. Scheduled sex is this day we are going to focus and prioritize sex. Mm-hmm. And this is, I mean, if you listen to our episode, you know that everyone feels differently about this, but mm-hmm. scheduled sex can be a way for the more responsive desire spouse to prep throughout the day. Mm-hmm. But it can also do the exact opposite, and it can build anxiety for later in the day.
Yeah.
So this is not for everyone, because if you mm-hmm. are the person who it's like, oh, we're going to have sex later, I just build so much anxiety and worry and stress in you. Okay. This is probably not for you. Although I would encourage you to address that anxiety and like, where is that coming from? Because mm-hmm. maybe that's not a healthy anxiety.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Scheduled sex can also do the opposite, where if you are an individual who doesn't think about sex normally, typically these are women that don't think about sex as much as men, scheduling it, putting a reminder in your phone can be a good thing. Oh yeah, okay, we're having sex tonight. How do I need to prepare so that I'm ready mm-hmm. and excited for it?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And on the flip side, we have spontaneous sex, which is just whenever the heck you want it.
Yeah, and I think we should clarify, this is not spontaneous sex like Hollywood describes it. Not like, well, it can be for sure, but spontaneous sex is not like just sitting around, whatever. Hey,
boom, suddenly throw then, all the things yeah, off and the then desk.
Boom, fireworks. Spontaneous sex is more. Like. Spontaneous sex, I would say, is more not scheduled.
Yeah, it's the same, more like daily kind of, not having daily
yeah,
but
twice
like,
daily, yeah. three times daily. Yeah.
But you know, like how you schedule sex as the interval that's right for you.
Yeah.
If you're not scheduling, then it's more spontaneous, and it's going to be on whatever days are free in that moment. Mm-hmm. It works. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's just whatever other kind of sex you want within that spontaneous mm-hmm. sex or scheduled sex.
Yeah.
Okay, non-penetrative sex. I like that we included this one.
Mm-hmm.
Even our definition of sex, you know, we are just so used to it just being penetration. Yeah. Yeah. And it really needs to be the entire...
Well, sex being intercourse.
Yeah.
This one, I think we have an episode on it before Tira and I were here. I think you guys did one like... sex without penetration or something like that. We'll find it and link it in the show notes, but...
Yeah. Intimacy without intercourse.
Yes. I think that's what it was called. Good one.
Catchy title. Thanks.
So what are some non-penetrative sex things that couples can do? Like if someone hears this and like, what on earth are you guys talking about? Right. What are some things that this couple could try?
Well, oral.
Oral sex.
Is definitely one. Even just... manual stimulation mm-hmm. for both. Mm-hmm. So that means hand jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Using your hands.
Clitoral stimulation.
Yep.
Yep.
I think we had a foreplay episode.
Yeah. And I'd never heard it called this before, but like breast sex.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to share breast sex positions all the time. They used to come up on.
Did you?
Yeah, on ChristianFriendlySexPositions.com when I used to share those. .co.
So explain what that is for anybody who doesn't know.
Breast sex is putting your penis between your wife's breasts and, I guess, penetrating.
Yeah, penetrating the hand. To give a hand job, it's like your breasts are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the woman, like the man would place his penis between the wife's breasts. The wife would bring her breasts together around his penis, and then he would thrust into the breasts, I guess. Way to explain
it. It's a creative. Creative one.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I
feel like we covered a bunch. Quickies. Yeah, the foreplay one had a bunch more. Okay, quickies, yes. Just
fun, short, and quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Short and sweet.
Yep.
I think here is where some women may not like it because they need more time to orgasm. So this is where like toys can come in really handy because they can provide a level of stimulation that humans can't.
Faster.
Yeah. Yep. So that's probably where they would be really effective. But yeah, a quickie is just, hey, we only got 5 minutes. Let's go.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah.
I feel like this is common with kids around. Like,
yeah, it's like we got a 5 minute window. Yeah. They're watching a show. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Makeup sex. So this is one that I wouldn't have maybe thought of right away, but I was trying to look up some more types because I was like, there's got to be more. And it was like, when you've been having a fight and, it's really common. You hear about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That, makeup sex is so great and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Jeff and I don't really fight, so I don't know if it's so great.
An interesting, from that book, Awaken Love.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've mentioned this before, but how, God created sex to bring us together. And so she shares examples of, when they're in the middle of the fight, they decide to have sex to bring themselves closer together to be able to work out the problem.
Okay, we don't share about our individual sex lives very often, but this is super relevant because this kind of just happened to us. And I brought that up with my wife. So we had a conflict, and I forget what it was about, but I was like really annoyed with Sam. And so we text throughout the day. We weren't texting throughout the day. I came home, kids went to bed, and she's like, so are we going to talk about this? I'm like, yes, but we're going to have sex first. And so rather than makeup sex, it was sex first. And because I remember you telling me that about the book, I was like, I'm going to try this. And it works. Let me just say that. The conversation after was way more calm and unifying. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do it.
Sweet. Yeah. Because and with the intention that it's bringing you together.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Not out of frustration or,
maybe this will solve the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I shared this with a friend. Because I had told him what was going on, and I was like, hey, text me tomorrow to make sure that we actually had this conversation, seek some accountability.
Yeah.
And so he texted me the next morning, and he's like, how did it go? And I told him, we had sex first, and it was awesome. And he's like, interesting. And he's like, I wonder if couples purposely will piss off their wives, because it's like, we're going to have sex first, and then we'll resolve the conflict. Geez. And I was like, okay, well, that goes to a whole nother issue that we're not going to talk about. But
Okay, but cool. That's glad that worked. See, we take our own advice.
Yeah. All right. Lastly, we have TTC sex.
Trying to conceive.
Trying to conceive, aka trying to get pregnant sex.
Yeah.
This one is all interesting because I feel like this one goes in waves where, at the beginning it's fun. You actually have you have a new purpose to sex, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just making love between the two of you. It's now actually there's a purpose behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, depending on how long it takes to get pregnant, I feel like if it's taking months and months, then slowly it becomes the chore and...
Yeah. Oh, the app says it's time, so I guess we got to do it.
Yeah. So it can change.
From the male perspective, this type of sex, I think, can be almost deceiving. Because at the beginning, when you were saying it's really exciting, super fun, it can come across... to the husband, like your wife is really into sex, she really wants you, mm-hmm. when it can really just be she's excited to possibly get pregnant.
Yeah.
And it can definitely be both. But I think there is that reality for some guys where it's like, oh, she's really into me. It's like, oh, wait, no, like she is just excited to potentially get pregnant. And it can be, like I said, almost deceiving. Mm-hmm. So this is another, communication, talk mm-hmm. about this.
Yeah.
And husbands, if you're feeling like that, share that with mm-hmm. your wife.
Yeah.
Right. Let her know that, hey, I love that you're super excited, but it kind of feels like
right. when you pursue me, when it's like a fertile window only.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel a bit used or.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good way to say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Used. Usually we don't hear that in the, from the men's side.
Point of view. Yeah. Yeah. And then I think like after the months when it is starting to get hard, still you are still one with your spouse. This is still an activity that brings you closer together that God designed for you both, regardless if kids are in the picture or not.
Yeah.
And so what does it look like to remind yourself of that? Mm-hmm. Is that to buy more lingerie or have purposeful date nights or like, and maybe not even in your fertile window, do it at other times so that you're reminded that it's the two of you right now. And
that's just for fun sex.
Yeah.
For a job.
Yes, of making a purpose. Baby.
Yeah. No, that's good. All right.
Yeah.
I'll close this in a prayer.
Okay. Cool.
Dear Lord Jesus, we just thank you that there is so much out there for us in our marriages and within our sex lives. And we just thank you that you made sex such a unique and beautiful thing for married couples to participate in together. And so we just ask that you would bless couples listening, whatever sex they're having, Lord, that it would just be beautiful and connecting time for them, and that they would be experiencing newer levels of pleasure with each other, and also just like a deeper understanding of you mm-hmm. and your design yeah. for sex in their lives. And so we just ask you to bless them. Amen.
Amen.
Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, and tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you, and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.